92.3 Informative, Local, Dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it's Monday morning, and that means it's time to be with our friend Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. So this is hilarious. Malcolm is in the house. I know he is here, so I'm just waiting for him to step into the studio. So he must have got distracted by something very important. So in the meantime, I hope you had a great 4th of July weekend and that you really had a chance to spend some time with family and see the fireworks. And I just want to say kudos right off the bat to everybody that is involved in the fireworks for Pensacola. We've got Todd coming in from the Pensacola Chamber in the next half hour, and we'll be able to talk to Todd about that. And then we also want to give our shout out to our friends at Pensacola Beach. The fireworks were absolutely incredible. And so you have to remember that all these different organizations, they work year round to make this happen for us. And the fireworks have gotten super expensive in recent years. So the fact that they're doing the fundraising, they're putting it all together, and then it goes off without a hitch. So kudos to everybody in Pensacola, Pensacola Beach. I know they had fireworks in Navarre, Panama City, all up and down the Gulf Coast. So just a great, great weekend. I hope you had fun. Here he is. He made it. Hey. When I said 2 minutes, I wasn't kidding. Malcolm is in the studio. Good morning, Malcolm. Wait a minute. I got to turn your mic on, right? That's probably helpful. There it is.
Oh,
there
good morning. I thought 2 minutes meant five.
No.
Oh, two means two.
I tell you five if it's five, and I'll tell you two. Okay. I meant that's why I kind of had that panicked look on my face. It wasn't a, hey, Malcolm, we got 2 minutes. It was, Malcolm, we got 2 minutes.
I'll remember that. Okay. Two means two.
Two means two. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And I, too, enjoyed the fireworks.
It was fantastic, wasn't it?
Yes.
What do
I was
you think
over
about
in
it?
Gulf Breeze
oh,
on
wow.
the bay looking across.
That's right. Did you get to see both?
Yes.
Wow.
And there were some private fireworks going off to the left and right.
Right.
So it was, it was somewhat of a show.
It's amazing. If you can find that spot where you can see both, and they're synchronized, they go off at the same time, which is so cool with the music.
The host and hostess turned on Cat Country.
Oh, good.
So we had the music.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah. So that sort of brought it all together.
I love it. I love it. Well, hats off to our friends at our sister station at Cat Country 98.7. They did such a great job with, you know, they have to put the music together and the playlists and synchronizing it all with them. So, and then they work closely with pyro shows, so that's all coordinated. A lot of work goes into it, and it looked like it went flawlessly.
I heard Brent was the MC and did
a
great job.
Yeah, did the countdown.
Yeah.
It's too much fun. It's just a lot of fun. And this week, look out. This is the big week in Pensacola right here. Blue Angels.
Oh, of course.
He's looking at me blankly.
No, I knew I was.
Listen to you.
Alas, I won't be here for the Blue Angels.
You're not. Where are you headed? Are you going out of town?
Well, I'm going to go to New Orleans to see my granddaughter.
Oh, how nice. But you have to learn how to say it.
Say?
New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans.
Not
okay.
New Orleans. Nolens.
Well, you'd think I know because I actually lived in Nolens.
There you go. That's it.
On the North Shore.
Okay. Well, that's
obviously
nice.
Obviously made lots of, I worked over in Nolens. It's hard for me not to say
that.
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Well, so others say New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I kind of like the sound of New Orleans. It always makes me think of the singer from New Orleans. Gosh, what's his name? So handsome.
Oh, Harry Connick.
Yes, Harry Connick Jr.
Harry Connick Jr., yeah.
Yeah.
I rather like its correct name, New Orleans.
Okay.
New Orleans. Because actually it comes from Orléans. I don't know if that's a good pronunciation in France. So it's Orleans.
Okay.
Something like that. So
I don't
somebody
know much
who
about
speaks French will probably
I don't
correct
know much
me.
About the history of the city, to be honest, although I love, love, love going there. There's just something about it. It's a great place.
It is. You just sort of feel the excitement.
It reminds me of New York City, in a way. It's got all the culture and the music and the entertainment and sports. I mean, there's just so many different things. I just something if there's an energy there that's similar to New York City.
Yeah.
Or not, in Malcolm's case.
Well, I didn't want to offend anybody from New York.
Oh, here goes. Hey, somebody just texted in. Bruce just texted me. It says spelled N-A-W-L-I-N-S. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate your support.
Okay, oh, I'm outvoted. New York can be a little bit faceless. What's the right expression?
Anonymous.
Yeah, people sort of rushing about doing things, and it's not New Orleans. People are more relaxed and slower. And
I suppose it depends on the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because I lived on the Upper West Side. And so after a while, you know everybody. You know, I had to stop in the bodega every morning, get my coffee before I got on the subway. Mm-hmm. So I would know that person. You know, you kind of, there's neighborhoods in New York. And I think New Orleans has that too.
Yes, yes.
These little neighborhoods. So what are you going to do? Is it your granddaughter, you said?
It is my granddaughter.
Have you all got some special plans?
No, just... I try and go as much as I can, but she's going to be a sophomore at Auburn.
Oh, okay.
So one of these times I'm going to take a trip up to Auburn.
Have you never been there?
I've been through there.
It's a pretty campus.
Yeah. On my way to Virginia, I went through there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's having a great time, loving it, and... So I'm going to do that in the near future. But for now, she's obviously home in New Orleans. And generally what I like to do is she's a voracious reader. And I never know what to buy.
Mm, yeah.
What do you buy an 18-year-old girl? I mean, I have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to birthdays and Christmases and things like that, I don't buy a specific present. I wait until I see her,
right?
And then I give her my credit card, and she goes in the bookstore.
There you go.
And buys a mountain of books, which will keep her going for life. She just loves to read. Reads mm-hmm. constantly.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I think it's it's a useful present. It's, mm-hmm. it's not wasted. She only buys what she's obviously going to read.
Right. Well, worst case scenario, you could always get her an Auburn T-shirt.
Actually, she gave me an Auburn T-shirt,
which says
Auburn grandparent, I think.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah.
That's very cute.
I'm going to wear it when I go visit her on next Saturday.
Wow. Okay. Hmm. Well, I'm trying not to wear my Georgia shirt when you're wearing your Auburn shirt, because you know that's the oldest rivalry in the South.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yes. Big time.
I guess my allegiance should be with Auburn now.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Is it Auburn or Auburn? Auburn. Auburn.
Depends on who you talk to. Yeah. Auburn.
Okay.
They're confused. They have the war damn eagle, and then they have a different mascot, and they have the tigers and the eagle. They don't know who they are. They're very confused.
You're not in the least bit biased.
You know, Auburn fans are in their cars going, "Wait a minute."
It's
a friendly rivalry between Georgia and Auburn. I went to Auburn so many times for games, and I have so many mm-hmm. friends that went there. You kind of, in my circle, either went to Auburn or Georgia. So it's a very friendly rivalry. There are other schools that I hate, but I don't really hate Auburn. I kind of love Auburn, if you want to know the truth. It's a great school.
It has a very, very good... my granddaughter's in this engineering school.
Oh, yeah.
And it has a great reputation.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the best.
It's a good school.
Mm.
I wouldn't wear their T-shirt, but it's a good school.
Maybe I'll take a picture of me in my Auburn T-shirt.
I'd like to see that with Grandpa on there.
Grandpa. And I'll send it to you.
Okay. On that note, we're talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. It's Monday morning. I hope you're getting your coffee in so you can start the full. This is a full week for everybody now. Well, maybe not if they're celebrating Blue Angels this week. So anyway, it's going to be a fun week. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with Malcolm Ballinger. Got a couple of new publications out we need to talk about. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and our expert in the house. He's definitely an expert on Ballinger Publishing because it's all in his name, Malcolm Ballinger.
Yeah. I'm an expert. Just ask me.
Just ask him. He's an expert. So, Mr. Expert, the new issue of Downtown Crowd is sitting here on my desk.
If you will turn to page 5.
5. Okay. I'm turning.
We've talked about this for a couple of weeks.
Yes. I'm so excited about this.
The deadline, July 18th, is approaching fast.
Gosh, I know. Next week? Is that next Monday?
Let
me look at my calendar.
It's very soon, that's for sure.
Wow. Okay, you have to tell everybody all about it in case they don't know what we're talking about.
This is the first annual Pensacola Pet cover contest.
Fun.
We've already had a lot of entries. And essentially what you do is take a picture of your pet.
Mm-hmm.
And I say pet. It can be cat, dog, armadillo,
iguana,
donkey, right. Whatever. Horse, I guess it could be.
Sure, why not?
Just make it as cute as possible. Always remember, of course, that it is 8.5 by 11, the front cover, so you need to keep the right aspect ratio.
Okay.
And just snap away. Just send one, the best. And it will be, if it wins, mm-hmm. it will be featured on the front cover. But even if it doesn't win, you will still be featured inside. We'll show every entrant.
I love that. That is the coolest thing. How often do you get a chance to have your pet photo in a magazine?
Yeah.
With a bunch of other pets. It'll be fun. Mm. Like it'll be a pet party.
Your pet will love you forever if they're on the... Well, they probably will anyway, but...
Okay, so the pictures are due July 18th. I just looked it up, which is next Friday.
Next Friday.
Believe it or not.
You go to BallingerPublishing.com, mm-hmm. and if you just scroll down on the right-hand side, there is a greeny-blue ad,
mm-hmm.
announcement, if you like, and you just click on that and follow the instructions and download the picture of your photo of your...
Now, I didn't realize this. I'm looking at the rules right here, and it says people are not allowed to appear in the photos, only pets.
Oh, no people.
No people. Mm. Okay, because I'm thinking there's some cute photos. A friend of mine, their dog was like the ring bearer in their wedding. It's a really cute picture, but that wouldn't work because there's people in the picture, so you need to have the pet.
We want to focus on the pet.
Okay. And their cute personalities.
Yes. Okay. We've got some really cute entries.
Well, I love the ones. There's pictures in this ad here, and they're just as cute as they could be.
Mm.
So there's nothing. You got to love dogs. What can I say?
We've had several cat entries.
I see. Yeah. Yes. I see one of the covers was a kitty cat.
Yes. Yeah.
So there you go.
I don't think we've not had any exotic animals yet.
Hmm.
It's been cats and dogs.
Interesting.
I'm surprised. Well, it's kind of tough to have a turtle be... cute.
Well, but snakes.
Snakes, yeah. That's
I don't know if they smile much. Maybe.
Maybe. In their way.
But I'll tell you what, I know a person who is a snake lover and they are passionate about their pets. So if you are, send in a picture.
Again, at the very least, even if you don't win,
mm-hmm.
it'll be featured inside. Every entry will be featured inside.
That sounds cool. So all they have to do then to enter is go to what page again? On what website?
BallingerPublishing.com.
/pet contest 2025.
Yes.
Perfect.
But again, if you scroll down and click on the announcement,
mm-hmm.
then it will take you directly to the entry form.
Great.
Just a short entry form, name, et cetera. And there's a little box that says, tell us something about your pet.
Cool. It's going to be so cute. I can't wait to see it. And this is coming out in August?
Yes.
So next month. This comes next month. I can't believe August is right here. Oh, scary. All right, sir. So lots going on. Obviously, this is Blue Angels Week. So many events happening all week long. And we had a wonderful 4th of July weekend, which was amazing. And so there are other things going on. There's some shows that are opening up. Penn Arts is going to be presenting a show this month called Airness. That's coming up. We have Bands on the Beach is not happening tomorrow, by the way, because they don't do it during Blue Angels Week.
Oh.
Just to give everybody a heads up on that. And then let's see, what else have we got going on? Well, there's tons of things for Red, White, and Blues Week.
Here's a great one, the 26th. That's a couple of weeks away.
Uh-huh.
Movies in the Park.
Yes, I saw that.
Theater.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
And it's free admission, by the way.
Which is always good, especially with the kiddos. So you can bring a blanket out and sit outside and enjoy the cool evening weather and watch a movie. That'll be great fun.
Always lots of great things happening.
I mean, there's so much to do, it's ridiculous. this town. I mean, you can't use the excuse that there's nothing to do. And you can always go online to pick up your digital copy of this if you don't happen to find it. You can find it just about anywhere in town, almost every visitor center, all the different stores. Lots of people have the...
Everywhere.
They're everywhere. And it's Downtown Crowd, so it's the whole month of activities for July. So I always pick one up because I love the calendar of events. It has everything you could possibly want to know about. And that's always super helpful when you're trying to figure out what to do, especially if you got the family coming in for the holidays or they got the grandkids coming in. Mm. And you can go to the beach every day until everybody gets sunburnt. And then you got to find some other things to do, like maybe go to the NAS Naval Aviation Museum. Yep. It's a good thing to do. If you get a rainy afternoon that comes in, we get those afternoon showers sometimes. Mm. Could go do that.
Yeah.
There's lots of little options.
I'm going to draw your attention to page, well, it's actually page, 13.
13. Lucky 13. Okay.
13. And it's about cycling.
Oh, yay.
In Pensacola.
I see more and more bikes these days, which is great.
Yes.
And the bike routes and paths are much clearer now than they used to be a few years ago.
Yes. But I do want to make a little, one of the things that always concerns me is that people biking downtown, we should have biking downtown. Mm-hmm. It should be a bike-friendly, pedestrian-friendly city, I guess. But a lot of people tend to be a little not cautious.
Mm, that's true.
On Saturday, I saw a lady on a bike with a young kitty perched on the front, which just made me cringe.
Gosh.
I almost said something to her, and I thought, well, no, don't do that. But I should have.
Mm, makes you nervous, doesn't it?
Without a helmet.
Oh, gosh. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about biking in Pensacola and some other thoughts as we peruse through this month's issue of Downtown Crowd with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk. If you've got a question for Malcolm, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's time to be with Ballinger Publishing. Malcolm Ballinger is here, and we're talking about Downtown Crowd, one of my favorite publications because it sits on my desk because of the events calendar. It's just so helpful to have all of that pulled together.
Well, on page 16 is the safe riding routes.
Oh, what? You started to tell the story about this person. They were riding on the sidewalk?
Yeah, I see this all the time, particularly on those motorized VO things.
They're supposed to be on the road.
They're supposed to be on the road to start off with, but I was walking down Palafox Street and on the sidewalk, which is not very wide anyway,
mm-hmm.
and there's often tables and chairs and things. So this woman, she was probably in her 30s, and the baby, well, not baby, young child was probably 5 or 6, perched on the front and weaving through the tables and chairs and not going slowly. And I almost wanted to stop and say, look, think about this.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, but I didn't. But I see it all the time.
Mm.
And one thing that if you're a cyclist, always remember, you've got to obey the rules. Not because you should, but for your own safety. I see them all the time whizzing across traffic lights. So please don't do that.
And kids should be wearing a helmet.
Always.
Yes. I can't believe it. We're out of time.
Wow, time flies.
It sure does. All right. We've been talking with Malcolm Ballinger at Ballinger Publishing. You can pick up your new issue of Downtown Crowd. Also, Pensacola Magazine for July is out on the street, so take advantage of that.
And don't forget the pet contest.
Okay. Go to ballingerpublishing.com. Malcolm, thanks for being here.
You are welcome.
Have a great week.